Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright about changes in his office due to novel coronavirus 2019. So has COVID-19 affected the number of people on staff at a time for your office?
No, the staff has stayed the same. We're working regular hours, 24/7. Someone's on duty or dispatching, so that's all been the same.
Now, there aren't any confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Guthrie County as of yet, but have health concerns affected the sheriff's office?
Yes. You know, there isn't anything confirmed yet as far as in Guthrie County as coronavirus, but we're taking precautions just like everyone else is. And we wear gloves and we try to keep everything sterilized and cleaned as we can. The doors here are always locked anyway, but we no longer having people come downstairs for permits to carry anything like that. It's just for emergency purposes only.
And I believe you are already taking precautions for some staff who may recently be feeling ill, keeping them home.
Right. So even if they're, you know, not feeling good or have a cough, anything like that with the colds, they're staying home and we're trying to work around that so that they can become healthy and come back into work.
How many deputies do you have on staff working right now?
All the deputies, 8 deputies, excluding the 2 that are still on light duty from the incident in October, and Stewart are back to full strength, so everyone's working.
And how about part-time deputies? Do you still have those working?
Yes, part-time deputies are helping out, and the reserves will help if needed. They're on call.
So what services is the sheriff's office restricting at this time?
We'll continue to do everything we've done in the past. It's just we're not having walk-in people come in to do, you know, business with the civil clerk as far as permits to carry and permits acquired. Also, anything that just walks in, the doors are closed and the courthouse is closed. So we're trying to limit the people that are in and out and make sure everyone stays safe.
You've limited visitation as well?
Yeah, we don't have visitation. Would have been on Thursday. We don't have visitation. Pretty much we just staff and people that work here are allowed to come in.
Can registering for gun permits be done online?
Yes, they can. And anything that isn't done, we'll give an exception to, and, you know, we can take care of it later. So we're not going to not allow something to happen later because of what we're dealing with right now.
If people want to file for a gun permit, should they visit the county website or where should they go for that?
Right, state of Iowa. They can permits to carry, permits to acquire, and they can apply for it then.
And has COVID-19 changed the way the dispatchers handle medical calls?
Yeah, so they're getting information, the dispatchers are, from the caller. If there's an emergency, if someone's sick, they're getting information as they take the call so they can let personnel like EMS and fire departments or police department, sheriff's department know what they're going into and take precautions.
What if a resident wants to call for a deputy to come to their residence to assist them with a matter?
So we're also going to find out what their health is like. Unless it's an emergency, we're going to have the caller or person in need come out if they can, and we'll talk to them outside of their house. Like I said, if it's an emergency situation where we need to go in, we will go in.
Is the sheriff's office concerned with any inmates that may have pre-existing conditions as far as protecting inmates from possibly spreading COVID-19 to them?
Yeah, we are. We're taking precautions. And if we can, if there's inmates that have pre-existing conditions, we're booking them out of the jail to come back and do their jail time in a later date. If there's people in there that we cannot release, then we're just taking the precautions we need to take to keep themselves and the public safe. We're delivering meals from upstairs now. We don't deliver out from the outside, carry in from into the jail. We're doing that all ourselves.
As far as booking out those inmates, are you working, you know, with the courts as far as getting those processed? And is this just for nonviolent offenders?
It is for nonviolent offenders. It's people that may be in here to do their time, a minimus. They have time to do, and it's not something that would endanger the community or public, we will not do that. But if it's someone that we don't really need to have in jail and they can do their sentence late at a later date, that's what we are doing.
Can you provide a number of how many inmates you've done this for so far?
We have a facility that holds 10 inmates, so anybody that was could be eligible to leave, we just booked out an inmate this morning. He had served his time, so we got him out as quick as we can. And we're being careful about kind of right now being reactive instead of proactive out on the streets. But we are out there, and we will do our job if we have to do our job. So, you know, we're just trying to be more reactive than proactive and causing the jail to have more numbers.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the public as we're in this unprecedented time with COVID-19?
No, it is different times. I mean, it's everyone's doing a good job in Guthrie County working together and having the understanding that we have to do some things that we're not used to. So I appreciate the cooperation everyone has had as far as with all the problems that we're dealing with and uncertainties. So hopefully it'll come through and we'll pass here and we'll be back to normal.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright about changes in his office due to novel coronavirus 2019. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.